Like the Americans, the British had a folk rock revolution in the 60s, and perhaps its signature voice was a young woman named Sandy Denny, whose short career was filled with ups and downs. Rock historian Ed Ward has her story.
How often she has gazed from castle windows all and watched the daylight passing within her captive wall with no one to heed her call.
Alexandra Eileen McLean Denny was a nurse and art student when she began going to folk clubs in the mid-60s. Her voice attracted the attention of a small folk label, which paid her a pittance to record versions of standard folk songs, and she found herself bitten by the showbiz bug. She began writing songs and hanging out with three musicians from London's Strawberry Hill district, the Strawberry Hill Boys, with whom she recorded an album in 1968. By the time it was released, though, the band was known as the Straubs, and she'd been tapped to replace the female singer in one of Britain's top up-and-coming bands, Fairport Convention. At first, Fairport wasn't sure what they wanted to be, exactly. They took after the West Coast folk rock groups in America, recording Bob Dylan songs, as well as songs by their brilliant guitarist, Richard Thompson. On their second album with Sandy Denny, they recorded a song of hers she'd done with the Straubs.
Across the evening sky, all the birds are leaving. But how can they know it's time for them to go? Before the winter fire, I will still be dreaming.
Who Knows Where the Time Goes brought Sandy Denny to fame. Others, most notably Judy Collins, have attempted the song, but nobody's even come close to the original. Perhaps realizing that they'd gone as far as they could in this direction, Fairport turned towards traditional British folk music on their next album, Liege and Leaf, a move no less controversial among British folkies than Bob Dylan's Going Electric was to American ones. It even got airplay in America, where Tam Lin, A Tale of Death and Enchantment, was an FM radio standby. What Liege and Leaf showed was that Sandy Denny was more than capable of fronting an electric band, but her own preferences seemed to be elsewhere. She'd taken up with a guitarist named Trevor Lucas, and as Fairport began internal squabbling, in 1970, she formed a band called Fotheringay with Lucas to showcase her own material.
My friend, I know you've suffered, although you are still young. Why was it you would not take help from anyone? Oh, it's true, it's very true, he said. Some hard times I have known, but I have.
Father and Gay lasted less than a year, long enough for Sandy to be awarded Best Female Vocalist in Melody Maker's year-end poll, but by the time she picked up the honor, she'd already broken the band up, and her next appearance was on Led Zeppelin IV's Song of Evermore. The next 6 years would see her recording 4 more albums of her own songs, which were increasingly obscure and mostly played at a dirge tempo. She became thought of as a cult artist, which apparently bothered her enough that, along with her now husband Trevor Lucas, she rejoined Fairport in 1974, only to see the band fall apart again the next year. In 1976, she went into the studio with a full album's worth of songs, mostly based around the theme of a rocky marriage. Using a full orchestra, Steve Winwood, and a number of ex-Fairporters, she knocked out the album in record time. Unfortunately, Lucas, who was producing, decided the album should have some more mainstream material and had to record, among other things, Elton John's Candle in the Wind. The delay in getting the record out, compounded by the birth of her daughter in July 1977, meant that the tour to promote it had to wait until late fall. The record flopped. The marriage was strained. In April 1978, Sandy was staying with a friend who came home on the 17th to find her in a coma, having fallen down a flight of stairs. She never woke up, and a great voice was silenced.
Farewell, farewell to you who would hear, you lonely travelers all. The cold north wind will blow again. The winding road does call.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin.